From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates, in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, scandals in the mutual fund industry, what happened and how it could affect your investments. But our lead story today is the continuing California wildfires. Chilly temperatures and thick fog today are helping firefighters damp down seven major fires that ravaged the state this week. 20 people died in those fires. More than 2,800 homes were destroyed and 750,000 acres of land burned. Joining us now is reporter Alex Cohen from member station KQED. Hi, Alex.
Hi there, Karen.
Alex, does this change in the weather mean the danger's over?
No, the danger has eased some, but it's really far from over. There's been a bit of rain, and that certainly does help the firefighters. But up in the mountains of San Bernardino, it looks like there will be snow today. And if snow and rain builds up too much, that could lead to mudslides. And we certainly do not need any more natural disasters right now on our hands. Also, right now, there's a lot of fog up there, and that's made it really tough for the firefighters to see what it is that they're doing.
Now, you've been out for much of the last 5 days covering the fires. What did firefighters tell you are the biggest challenges facing them right now?
Well, the weather, of course, is certainly a challenge, but so is the duration of the fire. Blazes have been burning now for about 10 days, and some of these firefighters haven't really had much in the way of sleep, and they're getting quite fatigued. This is also a much bigger fire than most firefighters are used to. I spoke with Captain Cameron Teeter. He's a firefighter from Redlands, California. He says it's very hard to be a firefighter in a wildfire like this one because when you're faced with a street filled with homes on fire, you just can't commit the same amount of effort you normally would to one house.
So that's what we had to do. We had to make decisions to write houses off to protect the ones that weren't burning yet. That's not an easy thing to do, and it goes against everything that we do on a normal day-to-day basis. And we know we're writing off somebody's life by doing that, so I don't want to do that very often.
Alex, as you mentioned, it's been over a week now since the fires first started. How are the people who've lost their homes or who've been evacuated holding up?
Karen, these are some remarkably courageous people. I've met many folks who don't have a home anymore, and they seem to be doing fine. They're just happy to have their lives and their loved ones safe with them. But there are others, quite naturally, that are finding this a really trying experience. I spoke with one woman named Deborah Lowe, who lives in an area of Lake Arrowhead that was severely damaged, and she has no idea right now whether or not she still has a home.
I've been doing really good until today, and I've just fallen apart. I just can't stop crying because I'm tired. I've been gone since Saturday. You're not knowing, it's just, you get so stressed, and you're okay, and then all of a sudden, you can't hold it together anymore, you know, and I think I've reached my limit.
But Karen, there is a lighter note to all of this. Remember that today is Halloween, and I think the holiday is actually managing to lift some spirits, at least out at the San Bernardino International Airport, which has been turned into a Red Cross shelter. People have donated pumpkins. They have brought in people to paint people's faces. There's lots of donated candies. And I met a really incredible 10-year-old boy yesterday. His name's Anthony Garcia. He's from Big Bear. And he says he likes to sew. And he's made a couple of new buddies while he's been staying at the shelter. And he's offered to sew them some Halloween costumes. So tonight they plan to go out trick-or-treating throughout the airport base. And I asked Anthony what he was going to be for Halloween. And he said he really wanted to be a wizard, the type that can cast spells on pretty girls. And so, of course, I had to ask him, are there any pretty girls there at the shelter to cast spells on, and he said he had spotted quite a few.
he's already identified where he's going to go. Well, I suspect that Mr. Garcia will be kissed a whole lot tonight for bringing that bright spot into the shelter. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen.
Alex Cohen is a reporter with member station KQED.